About 90% of all residential roofs are made out of manufactured asphalt. But builder David Lanfear knows that nothing tops Mother Nature. He makes roofs out of gardens. Lanfear recently installed one on his own garage roof so his neighbors could see the benefits. There are beautiful flowering plants visible over the edge of the flat roof. Lanfear says they've got the whole birds and bees thing going on.
We've noticed a big increase in insects, butterflies, birds, all sorts of new birds that I haven't ever seen. They're up there eating something, bugs, I don't know, but it's kind of nice to sit on the deck and watch this nature in the city.
But the living roof isn't a novelty. Lanfear says the roofs are more eco-friendly. He says a living roof provides a whole cascade of environmental benefits.
Especially in a downtown, when you get a hard rainfall, the water rushes off all at once. There's nothing to absorb it. If you had a roof like this, it absorbs the water and lets it off slowly. So it not only slows the runoff, it cools the water, and it starts to filter the water. It filters some of the atmospheric crud out. Otherwise, you'd have superheated water rushing off into the storm sewer and then out into the river or the lake and affecting the environment there.
Once his neighbors understood the concept, they stopped thinking Lanfear was crazy. A few even offered to give him a hand planting his roof. First, they reinforced the roof with used lumber. Next are the waterproof barriers, a rubber membrane, a root barrier made out of old billboards and some old carpeting. Finally, recycled crushed concrete is shoveled on to be used as soil for the plants to grow in. It's all sustainable, and the native plants require very little water or maintenance. Neighbor Deborah Bach loves to garden, so she was happy to pitch in. Bach says the concrete soil does need to be doctored to enrich it, but they have a reuse idea for that, too.
My son works at Starbucks, and they give out free grounds for gardens. So we're gonna try doing that to kind of balance this out, you know, using recycled materials and things that have already been used.
Another neighbor stopped by to help. Alex Swerda is a high school technology teacher who's interested in the science of living roofs. He plans to share what he learns with his students.
I try to bring it into my curriculum at schools, and hopefully the kids graduating high school now take this knowledge with them and are able to make responsible choices in the way they build and the way they design in the future.
The living roof builder, David Lanfear, says it's a concept that can grow on anyone, even people who grew up with more traditional roofs. He says to start small with a garage roof, or maybe even smaller.
We all have little expanses of roof in front of windows, and in the summer, you might notice when your window's open and the hot air blows in, a lot of that heat comes from that little bit of roof. If we could just put sections, one square yard of living roof outside our windows on the roof, like a porch roof, that would make a drastic difference in cooling your house. Simple.
And it's pretty cheap. Lanfear says the cost of materials is about the same as an asphalt roof, but he says there's savings in the long run because the green roof can last three times longer, and he says it's a whole lot nicer to look at. For the Environment Report, I'm Joyce Kryzak.